The other thing that I heard that kind of bothered me, even though I wouldn't say he's the guy to call up, about Luis Angel Acuña was Mendy saying, quote, he needs to play every day. So here's why I now have an issue with that. He's played every day all season long. There are 2 weeks left in the season, in the minor league season. That's it, 2 weeks. I want you to ask yourself a question. Do you think Luis Angel Acuña would be better ready to help the Mets next year by getting two more weeks in a place he's been all year long, or sitting on the bench, listening and learning from the guys on this roster in the middle of a pennant race? And even being thrown into the middle of a pennant race, even being thrown into a big opportunity where he gets into a game. So if you don't want to call up Luis Angel Acuña because you just don't think he's the best option, right? You like the idea of Luke Ritter's pop, or even the crazy idea that DJ Stewart's going to figure it out. That's totally fine. Luis Angel Acuña has not had like this incredible season where he needs to be called up. But don't give me this he needs to play every day crap. That's an argument for June. If it's the middle of the summer and we're pining for a prospect to be called up, I'm totally with you. Guy's got to play every day. Don't waste him or rot him on the bench at the major league level. This is not wasting or rotting a guy on the bench. This is learning. This is watching and seeing and growing and, dare I say, being thrown into it. I don't like that reasoning for why Luis Angel Acuña is not here. Drew Gilbert's interesting. He hasn't played a lot because of the injury, but he is a left-handed bat. He does have a little bit of pop. He does have a little bit of speed. The question you got to ask yourself is he best equipped to handle major league pitching? Do you think he is? I think Luke Ritter's honestly the answer. I don't think it's that complicated. I think what the Mets have to remember, what David Stearns and Carlos Mendoza have to remember, is something that Pete said all the way back in April. One of your first impressions turned out to be really accurate about this administration is that they hold people accountable. Right?
I did say that.
Hold DJ Stewart accountable. He hasn't been good. He doesn't deserve another opportunity to be up here striking out to end the game.
Here's another crazy idea. If that's the route they don't want to take because they want him to play every day, whatever, you know, I think it's BS. I think at this point in time, sit on the bench, like you said, you can learn a lot from JD Martinez. Let's be serious here. But did you see what the Braves did yesterday?
In terms of what?
A trade they made.
I missed that. What trade did they make?
They traded for Kevin Biggio. Now, I'm not saying Kevin Biggio is anything to write home about, but they're desperate for players, so they made a trade for a player. Now, he can't be added to the playoff roster. That's the bugaboo. But don't you want to get to the playoffs?
You can do that. I mean, there have been, you know, it's so funny thinking about those. I remember Frank Tanana. I think the Mets traded Frank Tanana to the Yankees in September, so he wasn't going to be eligible to be on the postseason roster. And I'm glad you brought that up because, obviously, yes, if the Mets brought someone in from another organization, whether it's via trade, and obviously it would have to be minor league because you can't trade for anybody. Like, you can claim a guy on waivers. You can sign a guy after they're released. The only kind of trades that are allowed are guys that are in the minor leagues. That's the only sort of trades that can be made since we obviously had a trade deadline. But they can't be on the postseason roster. Anybody that's in your organization prior to September 1st can be on a postseason roster. And I bring that up because Joe Giovanello asked that question. Evan and Hall, first-time emailer, long-time listener, back to the Joe and Evan days. I was wondering, with McNeil's injury and the likelihood that the Mets call up DJ Stewart to replace him, do you think it's still possible for Luis Angel Acuña to get called up once the AAA season is over? And if so, would he be eligible for the postseason should the Mets make it, given he wasn't on the major league roster by September 1st? Holding out hope that we won't need to see DJ for too long. So, yeah, keep that in mind. Anybody in the organization would be eligible to come up. So, from that standpoint, if Angel Acuña gets the call after the minor league season's over, even if it's in the last few days of the season, he could be up here. I don't think he's the best answer, in my opinion, but right now, it feels like any answer would be better than DJ Stewart, that's for sure.